Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how God sometimes guides us by hindrance. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Acts chapter 16, verses 6, 7, and 8, where we read this. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, then they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. The names of these ancient places sound strange and distant to us. Phrygia and Galatia, Mysia, Bithynia, and then finally Troas. Yet these were real communities with real people who in some ways lived a lot like we do. Paul was concerned to preach the gospel and plant churches wherever he could. But the problem was that there seemed to be too many places. How would Paul know where to go and to do his work for Jesus? Well, Paul and his associates wanted to go southwest towards the big and important city of Ephesus. But, the scriptures tell us, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. We note with interest that the Spirit forbade Paul to do something that we normally think of as good, preaching and planting churches among those who receive the gospel. Yet the Holy Spirit directed this work, and Paul wasn't the right person in the right place at the right time to begin bringing the gospel to the Roman province of Asia Minor. That's modern-day Turkey. There was certainly nothing wrong with Paul's desire to preach the word in Asia, but it wasn't God's timing, so this was forbidden by the Holy Spirit. It's difficult to say exactly how the Holy Spirit said no. It might have been through a word of prophecy, or by an inward speaking of the Holy Spirit, or by circumstances. One way or another, Paul and his company got the message Ephesus would come later, not now. After the attempt to go to Asia, Paul sought to go north into Bithynia, but again he was prevented by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit did not permit them, so they came down to Troas. I want you to notice that Paul didn't set out to go to Troas. It was at least his third choice, but it was the Holy Spirit's plan to lead him there. And Paul was beautifully responsive to the Holy Spirit. He was willing to lay down his will and his plans for the direction that the Holy Spirit brings. In all of this, Paul was guided by hindrance. The Holy Spirit often guides as much by closing doors as he does by the opening of doors. David Livingstone wanted to go to China, but God sent him to Africa. William Carey wanted to go to Polynesia, but God sent him to India. Adoniram Judson wanted to go to India, and he did, but God guided him to Burma. And God guides us along the way just to the right place. Now, right now, do you face a hindrance or an obstacle? Ask God for the wisdom to understand if this is an attack from the enemy, or maybe it's true guidance from the Holy Spirit. Sometimes God gives guidance through hindrance. May we be responsive to the leading of the Holy Spirit and be responsive to it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.